Awilda Soto Alcazar. Awilda, A-W-I-L-D-A, Soto, S-O-T-O, Alcazar, A-L-C-A-Z-A-R. Date of birth is January 25th, 1955. This is for date of service, 8/25/2022. Miss Soto Alcazar is a 67-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her multinodular goiter. She was diagnosed with a multinodular goiter several years ago. She also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, anxiety, and a history of primary hyperparathyroidism status post parathyroidectomy. The patient had a parathyroidectomy several years ago, and she is on calcitriol 0.5 micrograms once daily. She states that she's had an FNA biopsy of a nodule on her thyroid, and it was benign in the past. Plan number one for her multinodular goiter, she has a dominant nodule on the right, measuring 0.9 by 0.6 by 0.6 millimeters. I'm sorry, centimeters, not millimeters, centimeters. And a dominant nodule on the left, measuring 1.4 by 0.8 by 1.2 centimeters. At this point, my recommendation is to get an FNA biopsy of the dominant nodule on the left, and I will review the results with the patient in the next couple of weeks. Next number, I will also get a thyroid function panel, including a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level, as well as a TPO antibody level in order to assess for any autoimmune thyroid disease. Next number, she will be due for follow-up thyroid ultrasound in July of 2023. Next number, for her primary hyperparathyroidism, she had a parathyroidectomy done many years ago, and she is currently on calcitriol 0.5 micrograms once daily. We will check a serum calcium level, PTH level, and a vitamin D level. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.